Whole Story Audio presents an unabridged recording of Square Haunting, Five Women, Freedom, and London Between the Wars by Francesca Wade, narrated by Corrie James.
I like this London life in early summer, the street sauntering and square haunting. Virginia Woolf, Diary, 20 April, 1925. Prologue. A few minutes past midnight on Tuesday, 10 September 1940, an air raid struck Mecklenburg Square. From number 45, John Layman heard gunfire rumbling in the distance, the hum of aeroplanes at an insistent crescendo, until three whistling, ripping noises directly overhead were followed by the unmistakable tinkling of breaking glass. Climbing out of bed, he opened the blackout curtains to find his window shattered and the London skyline obscured by flames. His friend Stephen Spender's house on nearby Lansdowne Terrace, usually visible from his second-floor window, appeared to be enveloped in a burning cloud. Well, Layman found himself thinking, surprised at his state of calm, poor old Stephen's the first to go. Layman left his room and hurried downstairs, shouting out to his sleeping landlord as he passed. Before he could open the front door, he felt the building tremble with another explosion. The house seemed to clench itself like a fist for a moment, then silence, he later recalled. And as he tentatively peered outside, he was met with the sight of an enormous bellying cloud of grey dust advancing down the road towards me like a living thing. Instinctively, Layman ran into the square, the searchlight had broken, plunging the area into total darkness, and collided with neighbours in pyjamas rushing the other way. An acquaintance from number 46, wearing a tin helmet, explained that an unexploded time bomb was lodged in the square's garden and the shelter there had been evacuated. Five houses on the east side of the square formed Byron Court, a block of residential accommodation for nurses from the Royal Free Hospital on Gray's Inn Road. As his eyes accustomed to the dark, Layman thought that it looked rather odd, then realised after a few seconds that he was seeing a tree beyond. The building had been smashed to bits, one side standing sliced open like a doll's house. For the first time in the war, death felt very close to Layman. But for the moment, there was little he could do.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?